This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Not for me, any more than that, and I get confused, and I don't need any help, you can see. If we're thinking the same thing, you might be right, I don't know, we'll see. One man is all I can handle, you might be the one for me.
Secretly fond of each other. pickups and shoot their big guns. There's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels towards his brother. There's many a cowboy who keeps quiet about things he's done.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
He doesn't know how to stick it in, folks.
You know, that's not the way I wanted to get tied up tonight. Hello, Houston. This is Galveston, Houston. Hey, if you're listening to us, you know where the hell you're at.
Yes.
If not, stick your head out the window. Figure it out. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. I'm Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'll be the other one on this February the 25th edition.
And if you don't like the sounds of our voice, change the station because we're all we got.
Well, that is somewhat true. Mistress Max... Well, you talked with Mistress Nash.
She had a wonderful show planned, talking about fetish and art.
Oh.
She's working on a little project.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately.
Oh, she sounded like hell.
Shell.
Yeah.
Proud sponsor of the project.
Oh, that's next year.
Can we get some fix a dent in here? Because someone's dentures are slipping. So much for just glossing over or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, Max is sick as a dog. I mean, you know, she was hacking and coughing.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't sound very ladylike on the phone. Well, some of the ladies we run with. But she was not feeling well and was not going to make it. And we're working on... A big thing for next week.
I listened to her. She left the message on my machine, and I immediately got the Lysol and sprayed the phone. You know, it's like, oh, honey.
Maybe that's why my ear hurts. But no, she is under the weather, but hopefully she will be. Well, actually, she won't be here next month. We've got to work on that.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Big Roy has come in with my coffee.
She is camping next week.
Thank you.
Next month.
Excuse me?
Mr. Smacks is going to be on a camping.
She's going camping?
Yes, it's a... I think her definition of camping is similar to Gigi's definition of camping.
No, it's probably more like my definition of camping.
No.
Like staying at a Holiday Inn.
No, this was supposed to be, out in the woods.
I'm sorry, but...
With hot and cold running showers and electrical outlet for your hair dryer and, you know.
Well, you know, some of the stuff she has that she takes on the trip, she does need electrical outlets for.
Well, that's true.
But no, so we're going to work on...
Her kickstarts.
Gigi is the only person I know who can, you know, cut down branches off of trees and do weeding and stuff using a chainsaw and never once break a nail.
I know it. She is amazing.
Max, unfortunately, like I said, is not here, so
I know.
We'll get the stuff together. You know, I do have some best of it in the car we can play if we need to.
I'm scared. There should be some papers in that box, Big Roy.
But we're getting ready. This is...
Thank you.
This is a very busy week here in Houston.
Oh, my God, yes.
We started off with the show because this is... Is it Go Texan Day officially today? Friday? Yes. Or Friday it was?
Friday. Go Texan, yeah.
So
rodeo is in town.
Hopefully you put on the tight jeans.
Brokeback Mountain has just won the British...
AFTAs.
British equivalent of the Academy Awards for Best Picture. In fact, they won four different categories.
Yeah.
Jake got Best Supporting Actor. Amazing. This movie is just going crazy. And so for Go Texan and Brokeback, we did some cowboy music. The late, great Sid Spencer.
Started with All I Can Handle.
A very out song. All I Can Handle is one man, but he looked like he could handle several at once. And...
depending on how you... Oh, Lord.
Because there's been such the brouhaha about Willie Nelson recording a new song has... from several sources that I've read, made it sound like it had never been released before. We decided to play a version by Pansy Division of Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other.
We had two versions. We had Pansy Division, we had some other version of it here before the Redheaded Stranger.
Absolutely.
Popped out on Howard Stern with his version.
And in fact, the Pansy Division made theirs in 1995. Hello. 11 years ago.
Does the Redheaded Stranger have any more red hair?
Not on his head.
Yeah.
No, he still has his ponytail.
Now, Jim.
Yes.
Earlier today.
Yes, Big Roy.
I was up there at Reliant.
Reliant?
Oh, yeah, with the United Cab, you know, the orientation and all that. And, honey.
Yes.
Them cowboys and those tight jeans and those packages.
Oh.
Eye candy. Honey, I almost got diabetes from so much. Let me tell you something.
Cars can't take that much.
Honey, at my age, talk about heart palpitations.
We're going to start on a pool and see how long it takes Big Roy here to crash his cab. They're staring at some guy's ass there while driving through.
Won't take long.
I tell you something else.
Won't take long, dude.
Oh, God, help me.
Or he gets written up for the first time. He tells the guy, just stick the big bag in the rear and we'll be on our way.
There's going to be a sign on my cab, deliveries in rear only.
Oh, my God.
I can pick it up over at Home Depot or something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. Well, let's see. Some of the stuff going on. This evening was a fabulous show at EJ's, put on by ICOH, the Imperial Court of Houston, the Space City Empire, called Clash of the Charities Contest. And with a anonymous gift and... a nice check from Dr. Bob, they ended up the evening raising a total of $2,000 for Lazarus House, which is the beneficiary for this year for ICOH, of which I am a proponent and a client. Thank you very much. Now, tonight, Saturday night, is investiture or coronation of Theoriscus, Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star. And I hear you will be in attendance.
Yeah, I've got to go find my suit tonight.
Yes. This is where the new emperor and empress step up. And they've already been crowned, but this is where they step up and then they announce their line of succession.
For the people in the real world, what we're talking about is the co-presidents of an organization will be naming their board of directors.
Sort of. Yeah, that's kind of what it's like.
In layman's terms.
It just has this kind of royal edge to it.
Queer in camp and we need, we just can't call you.
Yeah, so they can wear big gowns and big jewels and parade around. And
big hair.
Have fun. Yes.
Instead of co-presidents, it's emperor and empress.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Duke and duchess and viscount and viscountess and Count Chocula and all the other.
Oh, right. Down to lord and lady.
And baron.
Baron
what level
and
are you at now in the in
baron
ICO?
Baron and baroness and lord and lady. Yes. What?
What level are you up at in ICOH?
I have two titles in ICOH. I am a baron, because...
Baron Fisty Buns?
No, just baron. And I am also the first son of the emperor and empress.
Good lord, they must be old. If Jimmy's the eldest son, jeez.
I know, I remember when Sean was...
If he was the youngest son.
When Sean was emperor the first year of ICOH, he was like 33 years old and named me little brother.
But then again, he's still claiming to be 33, isn't he?
Hey. He's only about 35.
Yeah, I was explaining the court system to someone. I said, yeah, in the one system, one, he was the first emperor and the current empress. And
yes.
Gave me a look like.
It can be done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although, he's finding out it's a hell of a lot more work being empress when you have to spend 2 hours putting your face on.
We're all born stark naked, everything else is drag.
There you go. There you go. That is so right, as we're going to find out with Louis, when the leather... A lot of Western and leather drag is paraded around. Anyway.
We digress.
No, but we're talking about the investiture or coronation.
Yes.
I'm not sure of the exact name that they use.
They said investiture. Hold on.
Okay. And you were going to be there because...
I don't know.
No, he's getting a special award.
I'm receiving it on behalf of my organization.
Yes.
Yay.
Investitures 22.
Yes.
It's Investitures. It's a 6 p.m. with a light buffet and then state function of for some reason, I got something caught in my throat.
That was earlier this evening.
State function of investitures begin at 7, with a show following, and this is going to be held at EJ's.
Yes.
At 2517 Ralph. Normally, that is at a hotel, but there are scheduling conflicts, especially now with...
With rodeo.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it just... Things went to hell in the handbasket, and so EJ's was kind enough to open its doors for the court.
Well, I found out that, I'm having a small thing at a hotel tomorrow,
uh-huh.
and they wanted to cancel because they got a bunch of cheerleaders in.
Oh, lovely.
It's like...
Well, they can cheer for us.
What age level, and is it co-ed? We didn't go there.
Oh, I'll bet you didn't.
Well, they didn't ask me. They told Dominic, not me.
I'm going to ask the question for the third time now. And what title and or award?
I don't know if it's official or not. All I was told is we're getting a certificate.
Oh, okay.
I think what we're receiving is either Imperial Chef or Chef of the Empire.
Oh, great. And this is for?
Well,
you're representing?
Houston Big Men's Club.
Ah.
We joined with the Houston Council of Clubs. And we did a lot of work with Louis.
You have done, yes. Your group has done some amazing stuff, catering food for past Louis.
Well, just one. This is only
kidding.
This is only our second Louis.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
You've done other things then, because I've heard you talk about doing food for...
We've been doing burger nights at the Rip Cord. A couple of burger nights we did for Katrina Relief.
Okay.
It's just that we're the organization, Houston Big Men's Club, we're going on 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We're now 3.5 years old right now. And with, we've only been with HCC for about a year and a half with that. So we mm-hmm. are.
And because Houston Council of Clubs is a group of Leather Levi. Groups.
Yeah, we're an auxiliary member,
right? As other groups that want to be involved can become auxiliary members, as ICOH is.
And you know, we ICOH, ERESIS, GCAM
is in there. That's right.
I forget who our other couple organizations are that are in that. And one of the things that we do is the Saturday afternoon luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
During Louie, the auxiliary clubs are the hosts for that.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we had a Hawaiian theme. This year it's an Italian theme.
Ooh.
So.
Nice.
And we told them this year we'll do the desserts. And because the desserts went over so well last year.
You're gonna do it? Yeah, I was gonna say. I'd like to wrap my lips around your cannoli.
Well, as soon as everyone said the Italian theme and dessert, I never heard the word tiramisu yelled so many times. We're not crazy enough to do individual servings of tiramisu for 1,000 people.
No.
We're almost that crazy.
No.
I'll be honest. The thought kind of walked through my mind, going, you know, we could do this. It can be done. We have the technology to build it.
If you build it, they will come.
Well, it is being held at the Rip Cord. That is, I think that's their secondary slogan.
So anyway.
But now I'm going to be busy with Louie next week.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Well, I've got registration. I'm helping out a shift from registration.
That's Thursday night at EJ's.
I think I'm on Mary's.
Okay, Mary's would be Friday night.
Yeah, I have to double check my schedule. We're working it with
Brotherhood. We have a schedule here in the.
I don't know what my shift
we're gonna,
is.
We're going to read.
Okay, so I'll talk about Louie later.
Okay, but yeah, let's
see. You can find that Louie Louie CD.
Yeah, because I really wanted to push the Ariscus thing that's happening tonight.
We know. Oh my God, we know when stuff is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Almost. And Sunday. From 4 to 8, actually, ICOH is bartending at EJ's on the back patio, and there's going to be a show put on by GCAM and Sarah Scholander. Actually, Judy Reeves and Sarah Scholander are putting on a show benefiting GCAM, and that will be happening at 5 o'clock.
Did no one tell her that the elections are over? She can quit acting like she's doing something?
What? No.
For Pride Grand Marshal.
Oh. Well, that's coming up, too. I'm going to mention that. That's happening at EJ's. That's your Sunday. GCAM really needs your money. The Gulf Coast Archive and Museum of Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender History. We are now merely an archive, because we don't have the backing and the money to maintain a museum space. We have some things over at the community center, the GLBT community center, and we're hoping to get some more things over there, but it's not the same as having our own space.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're striving for. Right now, we're going to focus on getting the archive in shape so people can actually use it. Right now, things are inventoried, but they're not in a.
Archived in an archival manner.
Right. We just can't go and grab things because boxes are here and there, and
you just shoved it in a place wherever you could.
It's something like that. Anyway,
don't give me that dirty look, Bobby.
I was just thinking that, you know, if you ever need, if you ever want to pay somebody to just, like, alphabetize.
Oh.
I got all kinds of time on my
I see.
I'm sorry, you said a three-letter word there.
Hey, I work cheap.
And don't forget, ICOH, every Wednesday night, has a jukebox show at Mary's at 8:30. This week, it's Craig Farrell's birthday. So, give him a big old sloppy kiss when you walk in and see him. He will certainly like that. Well, he has been named, he did get the title Slut of the Year last year.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, yes.
Well, somebody's got to be that.
Well,
ow, I put my shoulder out raising my hand.
Wait, I have the lifetime title, yes.
You see, if Lori Cabot can be the official witch of Salem, Massachusetts, and somebody can be the official slut.
I see.
If it's just the year one, it's a crystal doorknob. You know, his is diamond.
Ooh. Since we're talking about the Grand Marshals, let me just say this. The pride, and this is from the Gem. I'm getting a lot of news things from the Gem here lately. Pride Houston to announce Grand Marshals. Pride Houston will announce the Grand Marshals for the 2006 Pride Parade at a special event at Guava Lamp, 570 Waugh, Thursday, March the 2nd. Now that's coming up, folks. Like, it's next Thursday, as a matter of fact. Whew.
Yay.
Yes, the Grand Marshal announcement party, which will be held 7 to 9 p.m., will include complimentary horse ovaries and a cash bar. Everyone is encouraged to attend and greet the new Grand Marshals, who were selected by a vote among the entire community and all of the individuals and organizations nominated for these great honors. So that's happening. That's the place to be. And after that, of course, you run over to EJ's to sign up early for Louie. And that will happen from 8 to 10 p.m. With cocktails served by ICOH, the Space City Empire. I didn't even realize that. Where do you know?
Let us make you smile.
Oh, actually, not only ICOH, but the First Family of Montrose, the Colt 45s, and Miss Camp America. So there's four cocktail parties at EJ's from 8 to 10. Ooh, boy.
People should be properly schnookered.
There are going to be a lot of people that don't show up from work on Friday, you know that.
Mm. Oh, and ICOH has an hour long they've got to do it.
Hour long what?
You're serving cocktails for an hour.
Oh, we can't possibly do that. They don't have enough liquor in the bar to serve free cocktails for an hour. See, these cocktail parties are free.
If you
sign up for Louie. Well, the people that we're talking to might not know that.
Yeah, well, it's $15.
$15, and you get this free booze all weekend.
So for your $15, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 cocktail parties.
God, I hope.
Wait a minute now.
Chilly next week.
I know. That, does it show GCAM?
Yes.
Okay, because GCAM's doing one, I know.
Yeah, there's 21 cocktail parties.
Now, those are the official cocktail parties.
Yes.
Because after the show of shows on Sunday, there's lots of unofficial going on.
The unofficial official after party on Sunday.
Right, and there are more cocktail parties.
But I think of it this way.
You can get cocktailed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to finish that.
And with some of the drinks that you have there.
Yes.
You know, even if you consider you're getting a well cocktail,
mm-hmm.
and the cheapest well cocktail you're going to find in Houston is going to be $1.
Boy, and that's on happy hour in a really dive bar.
No, if the Armstrong Club still do their Pacific Block Party, it's $1.
I repeat. I can say that. I don't go to bars.
There's a lot of bars that still that do.
Really?
You know, dollar special. I think like some of them dollar vodkas on the weekends.
Well, they charge $1.50 for a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Hello.
So, hey, if you want to charge, if you want to pay $1.72 for a Coke, you can go to Hollywood Cafe.
It's that cheap?
Yeah.
Oh. They came down in price.
Yeah.
So if you consider just $1 a drink, for $1 a drink, you know, that's 20-something dollars worth of value.
If you get one drink per cocktail party.
One drink for a cocktail. If you only get one.
Yeah, that's so going to happen.
So that's 20. Right. Plus you get a biscotti lunch on Saturday. There's a barbecue dinner Saturday night.
Catered by Daenerys.
And then there's the breakfast tacos on Sunday.
Yep. Yep.
So, I mean, just with what you're getting.
It's incredible.
You
know, mm-hmm.
If you live in Harris County or any of the 9 counties that touch Harris, in a provocative way, it's
$15. By two on Sunday.
But,
and you get a run pin. And
you get a run pin. Extra $10, you get a shirt.
Yeah. It's incredible.
So
just incredible.
All that fun. And then Sunday afternoon, you get to somebody should be having like a Pepto-Bismol brunch.
Oh, yeah. There's
somebody's going to need it.
Oh, no. They've got an even worse cure for the hangover.
This involves Roar Eggs.
The show of shows.
No, the show of shows at Rich's.
Yeah.
Now, there's not going to be any cocktail parties at Rich's.
No. But the show of shows, there's drink specials for it. And trust me, I know you're going to want to drink.
Yes, especially after you've seen the fourth entry, which is the SCOH. Let's see. They've done penis, they've done vagina, and they've done butts.
Oh, goody. Well, trust me.
I see boobs somewhere in the lineup.
Huge ones.
Mm. Well, what a coincidence. The group that's in front of you is going to have a lot of knockers.
Worn on their heads?
No. They're natural.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Big Men's Club?
Yes, we're number 3.
Oh. Oh, my.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you go to the show shows...
It is sick and twisted.
I've never been to it. This is going to be my first time going to it.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me.
And I'm not going to get to see it because I'm in it.
Oh, my. Well, you'll see everything after since you're on number 3, you'll see the rest of it. And oh, my God.
It's kind of like being in the Pride Parade. If you're not in the first 20, you don't see the rest of the parade.
So all I know is the first 4. It starts off with NLA Houston, then the Bears.
Oh, the Bears is always sick and twisted.
Yeah, they've kind of warned us we're going to have to clean the floor up before we start. Then the Big Men's Club, then ICOH.
One time they drug a toilet out on stage, and
that must have been difficult.
Well, they were it was a woodsy scene.
There's a bear. Oh,
God. Oh, no, not cute.
Oh. And okay, different people sat on it throughout the entire number.
Come in, Paul.
It was just awful. Just awful. Did he come in? Somebody's coming.
It's Paul playing with his camera.
Well.
We were playing with a large instrument.
Anyway.
We were just flashing, not in a good way.
Okay, anyway, we did mention that Thursday, March the 2nd, registration at EJ's.
And there will be burgers provided by EJ's.
Ooh. No, I didn't know that.
I don't know if it's provided. I just know burgers by EJ's.
Yes, yeah. Friday, March the 3rd, registration is at Mary's at 8 p.m. to midnight with cocktails by the Sundance Cattle Company, Women in Power, ooh, the Whip Society, Houston Area Bears, and Texas Leather and Lace. Well,
no.
That's what it says here. What's it say there?
Sundance Cattle Company, She Cam, Whip Society, Bears, and Lone Star Rubber Corps.
Oh, okay. Okay, Saturday morning.
And there'll be snacks there by Mary's, naturally.
Ooh, that's scary.
Scary Mary snacks coming to you from...
Saturday morning, March the 4th, there's a late Saturday registration from 10 till noon at the 611.
And there will be some breakfast there.
And cocktails served by?
The Nomad / Leather Tourists.
Oh, good.
And Gulf Coast Boot Blacks.
Mm. And then Saturday afternoon?
It's the packed one.
That goes to the Ripcord.
Yes.
And And let's see, you better go and list the...
You've got... Now, these cocktails are only 30 minutes apiece because we've got so many clubs at the, that call the Ripcord.
They never last that long.
I don't know. There's always drinks left over last year.
Really?
We got NLA Houston, kicking it off at 1. Brotherhood of Pain, Fire Dancers Houston, Misfits, 3 o'clock, the Houston Big Men's Club.
Ooh.
Brings back the Casa Gordito.
Ooh.
And then 3:30, the Wretches with the First Lady's Tiffle Tea.
Yes.
Yes, we didn't get into Tiffle last year.
Well.
We don't have a Tiffle, that's why.
That's right. You know, it's...
What in gay hell is a tiffle?
Okay. This is for the lovers of all of the...
organization's presidents.
Yes. That are members of HCC.
Okay.
The president's lovers. And it's a tea, and there's a big hat contest.
Yeah, Sunday bonnets. So it's the First Lady's Tiffle Tea.
I see.
Did you ever see the Empire State Building on somebody's head?
Yes.
How about Tara?
Yeah, I've seen the Easter.
Yeah.
What happens around here during Easter.
It's the same kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Just checking.
And like I said, during that, in the middle of that somewhere, the auxiliary clubs will be providing a biscotti lunch.
Oh. Then Saturday night, dinner at the BRB. That's that would be the barbecue, wouldn't it?
The barbecue happens at night then.
And that's
Damaris Barbecue.
Yes.
That's the Colt 45s, Southern Country Houston, Eriscus.
Yes.
See, you got me doing it now. And the Rainbow Wranglers.
Eriscus.
Well, you kept saying Eriscus.
I know. Erises. I've been corrected so many times, and I'm so used to that. Okay. The Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star, which you will be tonight. You will be going there for investiture.
Yes.
With all due respect,
yes.
As long as you pronounce its full name correctly, what the frill does it matter?
I don't know. Well, it's a pronunciation of the initials. So... How do you know when it's pronounced correctly?
My guess is when they tell you 300 times you're doing it wrong, you're doing it wrong.
I used to call them the Irisikis, but, okay. Think you're done? Nope. The unofficial after party is at Mary's at 3 p.m., hosted by clubs from outside Houston. The Blackjack Bears, Central Texas Boys of Leather, Fire Dancers, the Dallas Tribe, San Antonio Council of Clubs, and D.C. Area Bears.
Bears or boys?
This is Bears. You say boys? Boy. Okay, the D.C. Area Boy Bears. How's that?
That works.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
My list is from Vice Chair.
And I don't have enough memory to cover all those.
Do you want me to forward you the email?
Oh, well, most of those you won't be able to print anyway.
True.
There'll be many Texas pinnings. That's when you... find somebody new and give them...
You don't want the cops there.
Oh, okay. Give them, you know, a friendship pin. And it's a special Texas tradition.
And where do we put these pins?
Oh, I'll tell you during the next music break.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Which should be coming up soon, I hope.
Oh, I got some other... Do we have time for this?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Yeah, because this is coming up here. PFLAG.
Excuse me?
That sounds like an organization that works good for Louis, but PFLAG.
Oh.
PFLAG.
PFLAG. That is lovely. You have a new purse?
That's a hat.
Oh, it's a hat. Well, it's late, you know, and it's dim in here.
Honey, it's not just the lighting that's dim in here.
Hey. Why don't you read and I'll get some music
really
together.
Kicking in your
PFLAG's National Executive Director, Jody...
Just as I'm standing up with my mouth hanging open, snap goes the picture.
You know, he's going to blind somebody one of these days with that thing.
He's got a filter on it. That's the scary thing.
Here, that's the frightening part.
I was going to sneak it in when you were out of the room.
Yeah, have you ever by the way, have you ever noticed...
I'm taking all the fun out of it.
That if you see... Yeah. That if you're the person who's in the vicinity of a picture being taken, you're not blinded if nearly as badly if you're the one in front of the picture, getting the picture taken, as you are if you are standing somewhere to the left or right of the person taking the picture. I have noticed that I have gotten blinded.
I don't know.
I have a diverter.
If you're calling in right now, you have to wait till we go to music because we have to answer the phones in here. If you're calling to complain, just hang up.
Yeah.
Let me get back to this real quick. PFLAG National Executive Director Jody Huckabee will be at their Sunday, March 5th. Sunday, March 5th meeting at 2 p.m. at St. Paul's Methodist Church, 5501 South Main at Benz. It's going to be a big event. They want to make it extra special. They're looking for cookies. Jody will also be on Queer Voices, our sister show, on Monday night, approximately 7:06 p.m. Is Jack really that anal to tell 7:06 p.m.?
Yeah.
Oh. Please tune in to hear, you know, same station, just keep it on Monday night. Don't worry for...
Love you, Jack.
Don't worry so much free form here.
You have to ask.
God.
What? You had to tell them?
Jody will be interviewed on Queer Voices on Monday. Tune in to hear his take. Okay, that answers the question. For more information on PFLAG, it's pflaghouston.org. Or they don't
there's
put
something else.
They don't put their phone number on here. It's 713-56-PFLAG, I think. If not, just keep changing the numbers at the beginning until you get it. Don't call until the morning because, you know, you really piss somebody off if you try calling them now. Jimmy burst my bubble. I was going to play this when he left the room, but he's giving it to me now, so we're going to play it now. Another thing in honor of the... We're going to take a music break, regroup, figure out where the hell we're at.
Yes, well, you see, what Louie is, it's not just Let Us Entertain You Weekend, but it's the weekend following Mardi Gras. For those of you who didn't get enough Mardi Gras, or to kind of...
decompress.
Congratulate and pay homage to the people of New Orleans.
Yeah.
And give them some free booze.
Yeah, the tradition comes from a bunch of people supposedly coming from New Orleans, heading back west after the Mardi Gras festivities and stopped in Houston to refill their canteen.
Well, you see, because if you're from out of town, Louis is free.
Uh-huh. So that's especially good for you people who are, you know, Katrina refugees here, you know.
Yes.
Show your ID. We won't count.
Yeah, see? So. Or if you're in a county that does not... Harris County in any way.
Well, you know, it depends. You know, some parts of Fort Bend County, it's good touch. Some parts of it's bad touch.
Well, it is Fort Bend.
If it's touching you, baby, it's all good.
Let's go to some
music.
Anyway, yeah, let's go to some music so we can answer that person who's been on hold there because we have no one to answer our phones. We're always back there playing the computer. In honor of the Cowboys, let's see if I put that in. Oh, well, number one.
Coming out of shoot number one.
Ooh, that sounds kinky. Calling with your favorite queer cowboy comments. Coming out of shoot number one is our first bet. We make it sound like we're a top 40 station. That's our first. Brokeback Mountain lines. You didn't make it to the movie. Coming out of shoot number one. The next will be...
It was going into shoot number one, as I recall.
Yeah.
Ah! Just play the song.
That's a hand gesture. You only know if you saw the movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ouch.
Time to go west, Pet Shop Boys. We'll be back in like 8 minutes. And then coming up with that, let's put an Inagata DeVita. We'll be gone for half an hour.
Okay.
come back often.
Hey!
So many people around us are frozen. When did they start to lose their fire? Our lives get sedated, sexless, and enervated. It's time to dig around in our dark desires. Hit my cigarette and fire up your Corvette. Roll the windows down and toss out our clothes. Go for a spin with the wind on a bare skin. Should we hit the driving like this, do you suppose? Tonight, chase insecurity, we forget the passion, the hint of danger that we used to crave, that inner drive, the thrill to be alive. Says a grown man's always gotta behave. Wait till it's dark and sneak down to the skate park, run to the beach. A dominator submit as the game calls for it. I'm down with that, anything you demand. Use me. You hide from daylight. Search of adrenaline rush, a fight or flight. Just let it all break out of the closet tonight. Yeah. Something primal in the pitch black behind our eyes. Part of us wants to howl at the full moon. Steal back some sanity before part of us dies. Broken, all designed to live trapped in a cage.
chainsaw manicure it. Texas chainsaw manicure it. She really gives them hell. Filing fingernails. Oh yeah. She's every woman's nightmare, every man's fantasy. An Amazon in a heat from Greek mythology. Bumblebee wasteland vampire eyes, a face that shines like the moon. Patent leather spiked heel boots, like a horror book cartoon. She shimmies when she's ready, then she takes you by your hands. She says, sit down here, little daddy, I'm gonna make you a macho man. She's your Texas chainsaw manicurist, Texas chainsaw manicurist, Texas chainsaw manicurist, Texas chainsaw manicurist. She really gives them hell. Violent fingernails. Oh yeah. People come from far and wide to taste the sweet that you love. People with a death wish who want to die for love. Flesh a-flying through the air like paintings on the wall. It's better than a witch hunt or a Stephen King novel. She curls her lips up laughingly, blood red lipstick wild. She grabs you by your wrist and then she begins to file. Texas chainsaw manicurist, Texas chainsaw manicurist, Texas chainsaw manicurist, Texas chainsaw manicurist. She really gives up hell. Filing fingernails. Oh yeah. She's your Texas chainsaw manicurist, 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 Texas chainsaw manicurist.
Well,
gosh, that song ends abruptly.
What was all of that?
Oh, that was just a little Jane County.
Oh, yeah, we like Jane County.
Texas Chainsaw Manicurist. Oops.
Transgender music.
Maybe I should have done a tranny rock later on.
Oh.
Should have saved that one.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, since we're going to be playing a lot of music, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes I like to get into that top 40 theme. Let's play three songs that have a theme together.
No, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we got to play Jane County.
You know, when he comes up with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, come on. The last time I did it, I had the tribute to Bestiality.
Yes, I know. We're still reeling over that one.
Oh, it was fun.
Hey, you know, sometimes you need a reel for Bestiality. Those fish are hard to catch.
So what did we hear? What was that from Jane County?
Texas Chainsaw Manicurist.
Okay.
Suddenly I thought of Gigi with that one. You know. Yeah,
I don't know why.
Oh, power
tool. Funny how this conversation is looping
around. I know.
Around,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then before that was Project Vector, Out of the Closet.
Ah, that's always good.
A little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of a little weird. Hi, Alex. Oh.
Speaking of weird.
And then started off with Go West.
He is so much fun to play with.
Huh?
Alex.
You. Yeah.
Bastard.
I was.
Well, I tried to reward him for his pledge of support, but I didn't get it.
Minutes ago.
Yeah.
Remember?
Alex, don't bend over like that. It makes my tongue hard.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, here on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 in Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. If you're writing to the FCC, this is dead air.
Yes, I think we should.
Is that
yes.
a 15-second pause?
Woo!
Jimmy's got to remedy his lesbian hard on over here.
Well, Alex, here's something for you. Wrestling and wrestling. Mm-hmm. Wrestling is what they do on the WWE. Wrestling is what the new Houston Greco-Roman Wrestling Club does. Interested? Call Wayne at 713-683-0399. They are currently looking for a location in Montrose to engage in their sport. They have four tenets: safety, fundamentals, respect, and social events.
And Greco wrestling is the grapple direct contact. Muscles bulging and
yes.
shoving
and
pulling.
Oh, and they're really tight.
And if they're really going to do it the Greco-Roman way, it would be naked.
With olive oil.
Yes.
That's how you make a real vinaigrette.
Lots of olive oil.
You know, it's sort of like somebody said about candle magic to me recently. You don't actually have to light the candle for the magic to occur.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't you?
You don't have to eat the oil
no.
for it to.
Wouldn't you love to see Alex covered in olive oil?
Oh, yes, I would.
I thought about it one time. Just figured I'd clog the pores.
Isn't that heritage, kind of?
Keep thinking.
My dad puts olive oil in everything.
I wonder if Kroger's is still
it's
open.
It's healthy for you.
Francisco, Kroger's always open.
Yes, they are. Why?
Maybe we can make an olive oil run.
Yo, cabbie!
How'd you get here?
No, that's Big Roy. Big Roy's has a... unlike Ooh. Me, Big Roy's got a job.
You're the part where Big Roy is becoming a cabbie.
Yes.
Yes.
He's gonna
giving the man a license, first of all. Second of all, they're letting him drive in Houston.
Now he's going to drive his ass all over town.
And they're paying him to do it.
Yeah.
They're paying him for it.
Imagine that.
Jesus.
Good goddess.
Well, we'll refer to it as Blue Death.
If
yellow, if he's wearing those shorts.
The only question is, if we call him Darth Faggot, then does that mean that his car will be the Death Star?
And here he comes. Here he comes, folks.
Oh, I heard him.
Well, I know there's one person's going to be left stranded.
honey, if I wanted to be picked up by dirty old men, I'd hang around the ripcord.
Just take him out to airline and leave him.
You want to talk to you like that?
Maybe.
This is Bobby. He ain't got no respect.
What, you got any Dangerfield, too?
Actually, airline is where Roy would like to be left.
Where?
Off of airline.
What do you mean?
Why?
Airline.
Oh, my goodness. He has
all these Hispanic yet? Men running around.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Airline Fulton.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just in case any of you out there want to know.
All he has to do is go down the back streets here.
Jimmy, I didn't tell you this before, but...
What?
During the orientation...
Yeah.
The guy who would show me around and whatnot, mm-hmm. he came too, which is why I guess he's driving United. But at any rate, we were going by these Brazilian cowboys, mm-hmm. and he says, these are Brazilian. I said... You know, I always knew I like Brazil nuts.
Once again, you're listening to Dead Air.
Well, so do they have a special section for openly gay cab drivers?
Did I tell you about that?
Are you driving Yellow or United?
They're both the same company. Actually, no.
Yeah, I know, but...
It's United. Colors.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying he's driving the blue car of death.
Gotcha.
Did I tell you about the pretty Hispanic man who gave me money?
Hmm? What?
Somebody at the door.
Somebody beeping.
Look upward so we can see how cute you are before we let you in.
There was this...
We have standards.
There was a pretty Hispanic
don't believe it,
man.
But...
What?
I was
why was the pretty Hispanic man giving you money?
I was walking...
I don't know what it is about, what it is in Mexican culture that makes them want to give gimpy people money. But people, little Mexican people keep walking up to me and giving me money. Like $2, $3.
I know, maybe you're
it's an exchange program because they figure we buy chiclets when we go over there. That, you know, they'll
chiclet. But this
maybe they're really afraid that you're gonna, you know, do a spell on them if they don't. Yeah.
This was a truly unique experience. There was this. This car pulled up next to me. And in this large vehicle, there was this Hispanic-looking gentleman.
Yes.
Cute. Very attractive.
Yes.
Yeah. And all that. And you know, younger than the usual people who hand me money.
Mm.
Now, he probably just had some change or something going on, because it was like $4.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls out. He has his hand out like this. I take the money from his hand. He never says word one to me. Never says word one. Waves at me. Keeps driving. Never says a word to me.
You're kidding.
Oh, God, it was him. You looking
at me? Hey, the Rad Rich.
Hello, gay people.
Hey, Rad. Hey, how people. You doing? Hey, straight guy.
Hey, gay people. Gay people are cool.
Thank you.
Reference says it.
Anytime you want to put out, let us know.
Thanks for putting that on there.
Jimmy is the queen of subtlety.
Like a brick through plate glass.
No, he talk about homophobic. Rad is the straight guy around here that we love to flirt with.
Well, that's because I remember... Because
it looks like Dave Chappelle, in a way. You know, if you cock your head to the side and kind of squint your eyes, you know?
Oh, my God. Thank you there.
No, he's got a much bigger package. He's got a much bigger package than Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, he's got a big package.
Are you saying that? Yeah, I do have a
package. I'm saying that because I've seen you in tight shorts.
Remember, you're listening to Dead Air.
That's embarrassment. Just
now, when can the After Hours folks hear you on the air?
Well, they can hear me on the air every Thursday, Friday morning, every other Thursday, Friday morning from 12 to 2 a.m. on the Rad Rich Rock and Roll Review Show.
Yeah.
Or you can go to radrich.com for information.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have a link to After Hours.
Hey. See?
Because they're cool people.
I told you Rad is cool.
Well, because this goes back after I was when it first started, I heard it, and I didn't know anything about like the gay and lesbian community, but Buddy, who was an HPD officer that was working here, he was so cool, and he told me all, you know, he was just a cool guy to talk to, you know?
Yeah.
And so I knew After Hours for the first time on the air.
Wow. Wow.
Years ago. So it's been on the air for that long, so they get props for that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Longevity.
You don't look old enough to have been here that long ago.
I know.
All I do is just get compliments up here. I love it. Wait a minute.
If you stand still long enough, Jimmy will give you more than a compliment.
Yeah, I know. Hey, that's why I'm leaving.
That's why he's leaving now.
That's right.
He's like,
if he ever asks you to help him in the library, say no.
Quick, before he goes up for a cigarette.
I always say this is the most entertaining show. You know, even if you're a straight guy, listening to this show is always funny.
Thank you.
You always hear something.
Thank you. Thank you.
Where's your kids? Don't you have kids on the show?
Not this week. Next week.
That's cool.
We have one kid.
Yeah, we have the teen... Oh, yeah, we've got Alex.
Yeah, that dude's cool because he called me Dave Chappelle. it said I had a bigger package than Dave Chappelle.
Yes, he does have a bigger package than Dave Chappelle.
I like it.
Yes.
What, me?
Oh, my.
Is it just
Rad is the coolest guy here at KPFT. Absolutely the coolest guy. And he has been here. He when he was a teenager, he was hanging out here helping different shows. And he has had, I can't tell you how many shows that he's had here. And not only that, but the number of people that he has helped
put on radio to get their music out.
Oh.
He really is an amazing, amazing guy. He also is very interested in alternative sports. Sports, you know, he likes to talk
sports
about...
with queer people?
No. Sports, not that kind of alternative, but...
Special Olympics?
Sports that don't get reported on.
Cricket, soccer, rugby.
Yeah.
In fact, we used to play his sports show.
Uh-huh.
He did a five-minute sports segment.
Yeah.
And we used to play that on our show.
Yeah, all the time.
You know, and us queers and, you know, soccer and cricket.
I'm sorry. I love the soccer thing, especially when it's like English people doing this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now who's it?
However,
he wants back
what
in.
What in gay hell?
Tell him what? The second time on the show he has to put out.
What exactly?
Can somebody let him in, please?
Roy just
somebody's
went.
Somebody's got him. Don't worry.
Okay.
I have yet to understand cricket.
Oh.
I would love to know.
We're talking about
ancient roots
when you were doing that segment about.
I know you guys like to promote rugby because guys in short pants.
Oh yeah,
bonding.
We have a queer rugby team here in Houston.
Yeah, the Roughnecks.
Yeah,
they're not really an all gay rugby team.
No, they're not.
But they do have gays on the team, and they're very cool.
We like rugby because.
Guys shorts. Bond.
These guys have leather balls.
They're shaped like
snow cones. You know, they have these little skinny legs and just.
I've also covered the gay Olympics, by the way.
Oh, so. I didn't know that.
Which one?
You mentioned it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been doing this for what? How long?
Now there's two.
Why is it two?
Because
they got into a fight and they broke. You know. But yeah.
So now there's
have two gay men in the room without having a disagreement.
So there's the gay games in Chicago that's coming up, and the out games in Montreal.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
And then of course there's the Olympics in Torino. There's got to be a few queers involved in that.
Oh yeah.
That's just stereotyping.
Oh, no. I know.
Yeah, but I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
You know, that's interesting. Yeah.
Go, the easiest way to get the information on both those. Go to outsports.com, and they have links on that website to both of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Both the events.
I can understand it being in Montreal. Chicago or Canada?
I know. Gay Games was originally scheduled to be in Montreal.
Oh.
And the International Organization for the Gay Games had a falling out with the Montreal Organizing Committee. They didn't think they were prepared enough.
Hmm.
So they took the games away from them and gave it to Chicago.
Wow.
And Chicago is really opening up to it. Of what they're going to be having. I mean, the American Family Association is planning on their boycotts for all the Chicago sponsors.
Yeah, okay, of course.
And Montreal said, we'll do it ourselves.
Montreal, I'm not really that up on it, but they do have a pretty large gay population
in
Montreal.
They do.
And they're more open there in Montreal than they would be in the States, I would think.
Wow,
I'm not just saying that because I'm wearing a Canadian. stuff.
Gotta love those Canadians, eh?
Oh, what's the difference?
Like
what's the difference between an American and a Canadian?
What?
American catches the A train, and a Canadian catches the train A.
Ah! Very good.
Yeah. But yeah, Canada's always been open. Canada's always been open to the gay and lesbian population, and you know they have.
Where they filled queers.
Well, smoke. I think they were opening up also to insurance and
they've got
that type of stuff.
They've got socialized health care.
For gay and lesbians.
Yeah. Right.
It's not even done here in the States. They're a role model for people here in the
States.
If
you ever stop off in Calgary, you'll know, find out why it's an A-town.
Ooh.
I got what he's saying.
Are you ready for another really bad
Talk
Canadian
joke? Talk about
cowboys.
No. Calgary's
a spot. That's how you spell it.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
How do you spell Canada?
Canada.
If you want to talk about a really bad Canadian joke, Celine Dion. Thank you.
Who's
on the queue today?
Is it music time yet?
No, because I didn't stick
it. He's going to put a hex on you.
Let me figure out who I need to hand this off to first off.
We got a letter. From one of our MBBs.
And he was talking about the poetry stuff.
Redhead coming at 9 a.m.
Oh.
Coming.
Our intrepid photographer is leaving us for the evening. Cactus Pete is headed out the door.
Yes. I have to have my beauty rest before my worker shows up.
Probably at 8 a.m.
Oh, he'll be there.
8 a.m. How would you like to have a redhead show up at your door at 8 a.m.?
As long as it was male. As long as it was a male redhead, say that boy from the Olympics.
Ooh.
That long
Flying tomato.
Remember Steven?
Flying tomato. Yeah, it's the name of the snowboarder.
Oh.
That's his nickname. He's got red hair. Sean something.
Makes a great handle.
The poetry show last week. Who said something about Dean Koontz's book?
My guest Tom is actually a real avid Dean Koontz.
Oh,
but inspired fan. A poem you read?
Yeah.
Read that. That's for you.
That he read.
Oh.
Okay.
So, did he send in a poem?
Yeah, he did.
Cool.
So I'll leave it to our poet experts.
Yeah. Cool. Great. 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 Great.
I got hooked on one of the games of the Olympics this year.
I'm afraid to ask.
You should be afraid.
Was curling?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? With those idiot people with the brooms?
Those what hot is that idiots. About?
What exactly is the point of that sport?
I'm not sure.
Okay, let's see. You're Italian, so I'll put it in an Italian term. Think about bocce ball on ice.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, it is that.
Basically.
Except they've got these people that are kind of dusting in front of it. I guess that to
smooth out the ice. So
whatever.
You know what bocce means in English?
No, what?
Kiss.
Really? Oh, because that's...
Bocce me. It means kiss me.
Kiss the balls.
Bocce.
Oh.
The balls are supposed to kiss.
Hands up for those who... Oh.
Sort of like in Spanish, it's besame culo.
Yeah. Something like that. What?
Besame culo.
That's not ball, honey. Oh, it's not on the list.
No,
okay.
It isn't.
That's
every time I hear that song, Besame Mucho, that's what I think of.
Oh, my God. There is something I have to say about the Olympics.
Yes.
There are... It would be nice to see some people who... You know, some of these folks are professionals.
Yeah.
I wish they'd act like it.
Yeah, well.
Two American skaters acting a butt.
Oh, we're talking about sportsmanship here. Okay.
Two of them, sportsmanship. Wait. They didn't want to be nice to each other.
Oh, brother.
And then, during the figure skating championships, a couple, there was a fall.
Mm-hmm.
And during the next time that these two skaters were supposed to perform,
mm-hmm.
they showed them backstage, and they kept passing by each other, not looking at each other, they wouldn't talk to each other, they were giving each other the mother. You think it was the Winter of Olympics? There was an ice show going on backstage.
And they're supposed to...
And they were supposed to be on stage in a matter of minutes. Mind you, they were the Italian team, I think. And...
You could tell. Night, but I was in Midtown.
You could tell from the obnoxious. What's that really colorful Italian art pottery sort of thing? But that's so popular. Anyhow, that's what their costumes looked like. And that, I mean, they were not nice to each other. They wouldn't even look at each other. They stood on opposite ends of the thing, and I'm sitting here getting, grow up, children. Everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah, but not when you're at the Olympics.
I don't think any of the bitchery was a mistake, though.
Oh, they were acting a pair of two-year-olds.
Yeah.
And then they get on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
They perform their thing. They do beautifully. They managed to do absolutely beautifully that time. Not a fall, not a glitch. And all of a sudden, the ice melts between them. And they show them backstage, and they're being nice to each other. And then the guy,
mm-hmm.
go figure, Italian men. The guy is the one who's sitting backstage having the mother of all crying fits.
Wow.
Melting. Just absolutely coming apart. I think the stress finally got to him.
Mm. Wow.
I'm like, but if you have to win all the time in order for you to be nice to each other, why are you skating together?
Yeah, yeah, you're right about that.
I love the Olympics. I love the Winter Olympics because I love the ice skating. I'm from when I was a little kid,
mm-hmm.
and my mother and I used to watch this stuff. And for me, it was the guys in the tight.
Mm.
thingies.
For me, it was Peggy Fleming.
Peggy Fleming was fabulous.
I notice your hairstyle resembles it.
Hey.
Brian Boitano.
Oh.
Rudy Galindo for the 5 minutes he was a skater.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, I mean, them tight little costumes.
Absolutely. Was, but they have these tight little bodies.
Yes. And, you know.
By the body like that, I'd
and then
wear tight
that
clothes,
one
too.
Guy.
I still want to hear about these guys in curling.
I'm trying to find some of the pictures.
And then there's this one dancer, Elvis Stoiko.
Mm. Yeah, he's been around for a long time.
He used to do these backflips and stuff. And...
Oh my God!
There's a new skater who got fifth place. I just saw a little article, and he had this fur coat on that he was like peeking out of, and he really pretty little guy.
Ooh,
and he was saying he'd be a fashion designer if he wasn't. He's like within.
He's within
minutes of coming out of the closet.
Yes.
He more or less did without.
Oh my God! There was somebody
answer the phone.
There was. Isn't Roy back there?
Yeah, but then you can't answer the phones that way. It's.
You have to do it.
Let me pick you up the screener.
Now pick it up.
Keep moving. You're moving.
There, I killed his mic. Your mic's off, Jimmy. You go ahead.
I'm Roy.
Someone there answered. But no, the... There's a couple of guys out
here. On the curling teams?
Yeah.
Hold on. Delete that.
This is the guy here.
Bradford.
Oh.
He wants to explain curling.
Okay.
We really don't need an explanation.
Oh, my God. I cut him off. Rad, call back.
Hey, we're talking about Jerry curling.
Rad, I'm sorry. I hit I was supposed to hit the hold button, and I didn't. I missed
that.
The one thing I liked with the curling, they had the one announcer they had. Had heard that some of the guys on the curling team went and got tattooed.
Uh-huh.
And he was interviewing the guy. Yeah, the button's already pushed.
Okay, Rad.
Hey. Oh, I'm back on. Your show.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of Montreal, you have the gay curling team also.
Oh.
another big plug for Montreal. But curling, you have the rocks that you throw or push goes down the ice, and the closest rocks to the circle, which is called a button, gets the points.
Oh.
And you have, I think, 8 rounds that you go through. And I forgot the names of the different people, but the guys with the brooms, it makes the rock either slow down or speed up. So that's why they
they're smoothing the ice.
I'm not a curling expert, but, you know, I did wake up at 5 a.m. to watch cricket. Not cricket, I mean curling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very interesting.
Really?
It's the biggest sport. It's the second biggest sport in Canada. So, you know, and
next to hockey.
Ice hockey, that is. And they do have curling here in Houston. So.
Hmm.
Check it out.
Okay.
Hey, I spot you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Oh, here's
so that is it. I didn't realize. I thought that the broom thing was just to make it go faster, but it's to actually they can slow it down too.
Yeah, depending on how it's.
Did anybody see the guy with the red hair or whatever?
That was snowboarding.
Yeah. In the
No, I didn't.
Flame, I couldn't believe it when I saw this guy up on the podium. I mean, his hair. He had the mother of all red.
This is the hot throb of the Olympics.
Why?
Huh?
It's that cute nerdy look.
Are you hot?
I like the nerdy look.
Yeah.
But no, he's gotten a lot of attention from the Olympics. He's on the Italian team.
Wow.
I don't get it.
I like
it's Harry Potter with a different kind of wand.
Alex, would you sleep with him?
Who?
Nah.
No, it's not the redhead.
No.
I'm still talking curling.
Which one are you talking about?
The one with the glasses.
Yeah, absolutely.
You would?
I believe, to steal a phrase from the movie Urbana, I wouldn't kick him out of my ass.
Well,
okay, there was a straight guy who said that line.
If I was really needy.
Okay.
But I could have, the guy with the red hair, that got me.
up on the podium. That's flaming red dye job.
Mm.
I was like,
oh,
flaming red.
It was the love child of Ronald McDonald and Wendy.
Dye job.
Yeah. I loved Urbania.
And if that's
I loved that movie because I am in love with Dan Futterman.
Oh God, yeah, he's the, he wrote Capote too.
Yes, I just read that. Yeah. I had he was a writer.
You saw him on Amy, right? On
yes, Amy. Absolutely.
He was just great on that.
But you know the underwear shot of him and Urbania is just so hot.
You gotta get him without the whole get up.
What is that?
That's a picture of the flying tomato.
Oh, which they go back.
I hope you can make it bigger.
That's
the flying tomato.
Oh, my God.
He can make it bigger.
And you know,
long hair does make a fabulous handle.
That's true. And you can hang on to, you can use it to, you know, move it around.
Yeah. How big, Alex, how big can he make it?
That's right.
I'm going to put it this way. He adds a whole new meaning to the word half pipe.
Mm.
And redheads have a tendency to look much better naked.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
There's that translucent skin.
Yeah. And those freckles. Purple buttholes.
Whoa. Is it me, or does he look like, what's his name?
I told you, it's the love child of Ronald McDonald and Wendy's.
And he
came out in a styrofoam container.
And
the doctor wore a paper hat.
Carrot Top, too.
It's Carrot Top without the curly hair.
Yeah.
Who was on
it's Carrot,
was
it's Carrot
on
Top with a mind. Oh.
No.
No, he's
Carrot Top.
No, it's Carrot Top that can snowboard.
Has anybody noticed that Carrot Top, if, you know, putting aside the routines he does, has anybody noticed that he is really very buff?
And he's getting,
yes, he is.
Yeah,
yes,
he's got shoulders like a Neanderthal.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my God.
Yeah.
He may be a complete goofball, but you know,
I mean,
he's got a bod.
But he seems to be wearing more makeup, too.
What's
which is interesting.
Well, did American Pie. There was a... Sean William Scott and
the Jewish guy.
Yeah. No.
The Jewish.
I'm talking about the father. That's what you call his
Eugene
time.
Levy.
Yeah. You're
the
Jewish guy.
Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cute.
That one picture looked like him. Was that him? Because it said Jason and Gary, but I don't know if it was.
I'm not paying attention. I'm still on curling, damn it.
Okay. They were on Martha curling this week.
Oh, you ain't got much to curl.
The two guys from that show.
Yeah, but see, I've got this fantasy of a couple guys going down with a broom.
Yeah, because they're in that other movie together.
Oh, what the hell is going on?
They were hot.
Looking good.
Okay, why don't we play
a
little
music break.
Okay. This one's kind of a Western theme song.
Like a new Willie.
Oh, God, I'm afraid to ask. No, we already did that one. But by Pansy Division, who put that song, the same song out in 1995.
But Ned Sublette. I actually saw the guy who wrote it. His name is Ned Sublette.
Yes.
And he had Ned Sublette Bland. I saw him at the Kitchen in New York in the early 80s when the Beastie Boys were his warm-up, and there were four of them, and they only had Cookie Puss, the single.
Wow.
At the time.
Wow.
Yeah. And he sang it that night. He's just, I wish I had bought a copy of that album, but he's not doing that kind of music anymore.
Okay, so what is this?
It's a little Western theme.
Yeah.
It's a little Jimmy's theme.
Jimmy theme?
Yes.
Oh, God, I'm afraid to ask.
You should know. There's only a couple of songs that we call your theme. And I Will Swallow Him is not
I am not afraid.
A part of it.
It's a Jeff Stryker song.
Yes, it is.
That wouldn't work for being a country western theme.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, he is doing the Jeff Stryker song.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Jimmy's theme.
Jimmy's theme.
Country western theme.
Country western.
You bitch!
Desperate old guy, why don't you come to your senses? You've been acting pretentious for so long now. I know you're hiding behind that cloud of cologne, and all the guys you give your heart to only hurt you somehow. Don't need that queen in Montrose book. She'll beat you if she's able. But if you're into that,
ones that you can't get. Desperate old guy, oh, you ain't getting no younger. With your lust and your ego, who's driving you home? All the laughing and the whispering, that's just some people talking. Your prison is sitting on that bar stool. Straight guys from the gate. You're losing all your credit cards. You don't remember back too far. Ain't it funny how your hair just goes away? Desperate old guy, why don't you stop dating minors? Waking up with old Shriners, and you don't know their names.
trash girl. cancellation?
You know, I just kind of broke one of our little rules we had here. I just played a straight woman. But Dolly Parton, I think Dolly Parton qualifies as part of our community just based off of the fact she is drag. Which button do I need to put? That's in the top one here. That was from the Trans America CD that we were giving away during the last fun drive. He's cute.
Don't get the cover all nasty.
Well, I'd like to know how the CD got broken, Jimmy.
I don't know who only meaning beating off and break CD cases.
That was Traveling Through by Dolly Parton. Before that, we had Candy Cane with White Trash Girl. We'll dedicate that one to you, Alex.
What?
Christy Claxton was before that with Lost in Texas, and we started off that set with Jimmy's theme, Desperate Old Man, or Desperate Old Guy. And everyone else has kind of left. Where's Marcy Ray? Oh, let's find some more music to play. What should we do here? We pushed the button. Yep. Oh, I know what I'm going to play. I like playing the song. We're going to go over here. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. And, unfortunately, Max is under the weather. He'll hopefully be back with us here next month. Let's do a double shot. Yeah, don't remind me I'm all alone. You know I get scared when that happens. Let's push the magic button that says continuous. And let's give a double shot of Super 8 Cum Shot or whatever they're called this week. This is After Hours.
Sometimes I feel discouraged when I cannot get it up. I'm tired and I'm weak and I feel I've lost my spunk. That's when I look to the heavens and I get down on my knees. And with faith and hope I pray that there's a porn star shining down on me. Shining down on me, yeah. Shaking my body.
fluffer, fluffer for the resurrection. That's the sweet salvation in the revelation. The porn star shining down on me. Oh, there's a porn star shining, there's a porn star shining, there's a porn star shining down. Should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? And why should my heart be lonely? For heaven, yes, heaven is my home. For Jesus is my portion and a constant friend is he. If his eye is on that little bitty sparrow, then I know he watches me. If his eye is on this bed, then I know he watches me. So I sing,
I sing,
because unhappy,
yes,
and
I sing
because I'm free. Yeah. If his eyes is on the spell, then I know. So
I sing
because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
And
I sing
because
I'm free.
Yeah.
If his
eye
is on
the sparrow, then
I know
he watches.
Watches over me.
Well, I looked over Jordan and walked, and I see
watching over me.
Gary Floyd, when he was with Sister Double Happiness.
What happened to the gospel theme we had going there for
Lightning
a while?
Struck. Well, that's kind of gospel-y to me. And before that was Mark Allen Smith, who is a drag queen from Dallas.
I guess I should play that. Oh.
And that was His Eyes on the Sparrow.
Well, that last song did sound kind of Hellfire and Brimstone.
Yes, it was. Lightning Struck. And the first song was...
I forget what their name is now. It was Super 8 Cum Shot when they made the CD.
Mm-hmm.
They're changed names.
Yes. But what's the name of the song?
There's a Porn Star Shining Down on Me.
Oh, yeah.
I love that one.
Nice gospel-y thing.
Yeah.
Well, we've got...
Oh, you explain it, darling.
No.
You're the one who stepped in.
No, no.
Leave the funny.
We should have played this earlier in the show. And, we didn't, and now we're playing
it now. What's this
wee
stuff, pale face?
Because you are listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, right here on good old listener-supported Pacifica Station, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, and KPFT Galveston, 89.5 FM.
The Houston home for late-night live local queer programming in Houston.
Yep.
We're not imported.
No.
I'll tell you what we import, but can I use those words on the end?
No, you can't. You can't. You can't.
That's not import. That
are we ready?
I don't know.
Insert.
That button. That button.
What?
That goes up here. Did we intro it or not? Or do I just need to push the damn button?
I think we just need to push the damn button.
Push the damn button.
The downside is we can't look on the internet while we're doing this. I got to tell Smiley he needs to do it a different way.
Okay.
How am I supposed to surf?
I don't know.
I push this button.
Weird.
Okay, we're going to take it when we read the scene. We're going to read starting at the beginning, and I'll stop you, and then we'll do one little short scene about it right before the hospital.
Oops. This is the very beginning of the interview when we were just kind of talking.
Senior follies, like the kind that you have, Jim.
Careful. Careful.
Let's kill the mic. Be careful what you're doing, because this is coming off the roof.
Yeah.
We'll just over talk this stuff.
Yeah. Hey, well, we're going to start pretty soon.
Seven.
Yeah.
Or any time they're in.
There, get the piano bench or something. There's one more chair here.
I can't believe Smiley left this on.
We don't know how to do Four Roses on the piano, but we know Tulips on the organ.
Okay. Yes, we do.
What is your name? And speak like you just talk like in a normal tone voice where I'm speaking loudly. Would you please?
Marilyn.
Marilyn. And your name is?
I'm Jean.
Jean. And your name is?
Pam.
Pam. And who are you?
Jimmy.
Jimmy, you're going to do it louder.
Are you sure?
Okay.
So you said normal tones.
Well, I mean, I'm going to use this right here, and I can upload it.
Oops.
It's my Bob Barker mic.
No, Catherine, just hang around over here, too. You get to mention your names, too.
Mention the names.
It's a Bob Barker mic.
Aren't you glad you don't look like him?
Who? Bob
Barker. Really? She didn't mean that, Bob.
Man.
Yeah.
She
didn't mean that.
That isn't going to work, Smiley.
No, I was just seeing where I can put it. We'll do it this way.
It does look a bit preserved.
I'm recording all of this, by the way, so, I mean, I can edit all that out when I download it.
I sure hope so.
Oh, yeah, I can just kind of put it. I'll just up.
Does he put makeup on, you know, like...
How about a piece of tape? Would you like a piece of tape?
That works right there.
You're talking about high tech a lot.
Really?
Duct tape.
Really?
Duct tape.
Gum and paint will do it every time.
And, okay, let's see, Mike. Test. And we are recording.
Hi, this is Jimmy Carper, and I'm speaking to you from the stage of Theater Suburbia, along with Smiley Maddox, who is doing tech for us tonight.
Yay, Smiley.
Usually hear him with the news department, but we've got him tonight. Anyway, Doris is at my side.
You're right.
Hello,
definitely.
Doris. Doris Merton. Suburbia, and
that's
you
right.
Are doing. You're the director for this show, aren't
Unfortunately,
you?
Unfortunately, yes. What can I tell you?
I don't want to be this close to the director.
Now, what is the name of the show?
It's called Senior Follies.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a group that live in a retirement home. So you can see why I'm hesitant about being the director of this. Anyway, we've been having a lot of fun. The only thing I've noticed is the characters seem to be taking on the character they're playing, and it's sort of becoming, you know, like realism here.
No.
With no acting. I mean, what can I tell you?
Loss of many senses.
Are you saying senior moments?
Could be. But we open next Friday on February the 24th. We run through March the 25th. 8:30 on Friday and Saturdays. We do two Sunday matinees at 3 o'clock on March the 12th and the 19th.
Okay.
And for people listening to your show tonight, if they show up, tell us they heard it on the radio, we comp them in with an extra comp.
Whoa.
Bring a person and we'll give them one free.
Like that. We like that a lot.
Yeah. And we have 9 in my cast, a pretty big cast.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one new person that's never been here before. We have a couple of oldies, one that hadn't been here for a long time that's back on stage, and one that's been several years. The rest of them been hanging around for quite a while.
Yeah, I recognize a few faces.
Yeah. So, if you want, we can go around and have each one tell you who they are and what character they're playing.
I'd like that.
My name is Sandra Farquhar, and I play the part of Bernice Thompson. Bernice is a sort of a quippy lady, and I have a husband in the show. I have a husband at home, too, but I have a husband in the show. And it's a great role. I'm having a lot of fun with her.
Does this place in Wyoming, by chance?
No.
Okay.
I don't know where it takes place. Anywhere. My name's Marilyn Faulkner, and I play Mildred Rice.
And I'm Arnold Ritchie, and I play Howard Phelps, the Lech, which is a lot of fun for me because I'm really a shy, conservative, quiet type, and this is a big stretch for me.
Dorothy, you've been doing typecasting again.
I told you. What did I tell you?
My name is Josiel Harlow, and it's been a while since I've been here, but I'm delighted to be back playing Mrs. Rivers, who is the manager of the retirement home.
I'm Carolyn Montgomery, and I play Sarah Jane Dinsmore, who, along with her friend Mildred, detect all the bad things going on in the assisted living home, and we have a lot of fun with it.
And I'm Gene Griesbach. I play Douglas Thompson. I just sort of putter around in the garden, in the hot tub. That's all it.
How do you putter in a hot tub?
I'm Bill Symington, and I play Lowell Thackeray, the bad guy in this production. And it's always fun to play a character who's playing a character on stage.
And I'm Pam Lindsay, the new kid. I play Sybil Thackeray, his evil other half. And you'll just have to come and see the show to find out what we're up to.
And I'm Mary Lynn Coriel. I play Iris Cunningham, who never sees anything bad that's going on.
I like Iris.
It's a comedy with a little mystery tied into it. We also have our tech people here tonight. These two ladies over here backstage. One's doing all the props and stage manager. The other one's turning the lights on and off so these guys can act out here. You guys want to introduce yourself?
I'm Violet Birchall. I'm stage managing.
I'm Catherine Collins. I'm in the tech booth.
And way back in the back is Judy.
Hi, Violet.
Hi, Judy.
And Elvin's hanging around here somewhere, but he never likes it.
Elvin!
He always sneaks away when we turn the mic on.
Only when he directs can you get him to talk.
I know it. Let me ask you a little something that I've always wanted to know. How do you come up with the plays that you do?
We read a lot. And pray that what we read turns out to be pretty good on stage.
So who does the reading?
Anybody we can con into it. A lot of it's mostly Elvin and I. We read a lot, pick some, and then let the directors read and try to decide a variety of things to do throughout the year.
Because you always seem to have a large variety of types of plays.
Well, that's what we try to do, because the audience varies, so, you know, we like to keep everybody happy.
Good.
A little drama, a little comedy, a little mystery.
Okay, so are we going to have a little reading of part of this play
tonight? If you'd like, we'll give you a little bit of what starts out and gets this thing going.
Would love it.
Okay, guys, let's go.
He did it again.
Who?
Howard.
What did he do?
He came on to me.
How did he come on to you this time?
He asked me to meet him in the exercise room in the pool house at midnight. He wants me to skinny dip with him in the hot tub.
You would not believe the image that conjured up. If I were Catholic, I'd have to go to confession. Luckily, I'm Methodist, so if I get a naughty thought every now and then, it's no big deal. What did you tell him?
I said, Howard, I wouldn't get in a tub of water with you if both of us were on fire.
Good answer.
The old goat.
You know, you and Sarah Jane have both told Howard 100 times to stay away from you, but he's always turns a deaf ear. Maybe Howard's hearing is going.
Did someone mention my name?
Stop that suggestion.
There you are, Mildred. Want to come up to my room for a game of strip poker?
At least with strip poker, he couldn't hide an ace up his sleeve.
Cute, Bernice. Howard, leave me alone. You're too old for such nonsense.
You know what they say. Even though there's snow on the roof, there's still a fire in the furnace.
Maybe so, but if you don't stop pestering me, I'm going to put your pilot light out. See you, Bernice.
Darn, that woman's quick. She can run now, but sooner or later, rheumatism is going to catch up with her.
Howard,
I can wait.
Howard, it's embarrassing to see a man your age carry on like a sex-crazed teenager. Most older men mellow out in that department.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to modern science, even men over 60 can still cut the mustard. Ooh, that reminds me. I think I'll see what Polly is whipping up for lunch.
Thanks for distracting me.
You were listening?
Yeah, I've come to a conclusion. I think whoever invented Viagra should be shot.
Speak for yourself. Some of us seniors who have husbands appreciate it. I rank Viagra right up there with Bengay and Tylenol 3. Actually, I guess you can't blame Howard for seeking female companionship. After all, Helen has been gone for 2 years now.
I liked Helen a lot.
So did I.
After being married to Howard for 40 years, she probably ascended heaven's ladder lickety-split and became St. Helen instantly.
Oh! That old fool.
Hi, Sarah Jane.
What old fool, as if we had to ask?
Howard Phelps, of course. When I passed him in the dining room just now, he pinched me on my bottom. I'll show you where, but as slow as my blood circulates, the bruise won't come up till tomorrow.
I doubt that it will do any good, but I could ask Douglas to speak with Howard about his behavior. Maybe he can convince Howard to turn down his thermostat for a while.
That sounds wonderful.
You said it.
I tell you something. If Howard doesn't keep his hands to himself, one of these days I'm going to turn that tomcat and heat into a Thomasina.
I'll help you.
Douglas said he was going to work in the flower beds as usual. I'll go find him. You can work the puzzle if you want. I've worked it before. Incidentally, the cat is missing a piece of its tail.
I know how it feels.
I suppose we could complain to Miss Rivers, but I'm afraid if we did, she'd make Howard leave. He'd have to move to a different retirement home where he didn't know anybody.
And you'd feel guilty if you caused him to be evicted. I know, so would I. I felt guilty for months after I divorced Tom and kicked him out, although it's the smartest thing I've ever done.
I guess, as a last resort, we could get married again. Howard doesn't pester the married women here the way he does us.
Thanks, but no thanks. I dated a couple of other men once Tom was out of my life, but I eventually got used to keeping myself company, and now I prefer it. Do you ever think of remarrying?
No. Wilton was the love of my life, God rest his soul. I'll never find another Wilton, so there's no need to look. I guess I'll just continue to try to outrun Howard.
And I'll check the Yellow Pages for a store that sells steel girdles. In the meantime, I'll keep working on my kung fu moves. I'm almost ready to try some out on Mr. Testosterone. I've about got Jackie's technique down pat.
Sarah Jane, I'm getting worried about this Jackie Chan fixation you've developed.
Why? It's never too late to kick up your heels.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Rivers.
Good morning.
Ladies, I'd like you to meet two new residents who have just moved in, Lowell and Sybil Thackeray, Sarah Jane Dinsmore and Mildred Rice.
I hope you'll come to like Pleasant Valley as much as we do, Mrs. Thackeray.
It's Miss, but call me Sybil. Lowell is my brother, not my husband. I've never married.
When my wife passed away a few years ago, Sybil moved in to help me run my household. We finally decided that maintaining an estate was more trouble than it was worth. So I sold the place, and here we are.
An estate?
I feel we're very fortunate to have found a spacious two-bedroom apartment in such a nice facility. The gardens are lovely.
They are nice, aren't they? The residents tend them on a volunteer basis.
A lot of the praise goes to our friend Bernice Thompson's husband, Douglas. If you like gardening, Mr. Thackeray, perhaps...
Well, thank you, but no. I'm afraid I have a black thumb all the way up to my elbow. Sybil's even worse. Hers extends up to her shoulder. Right, Sybil?
You are correct, brother dear. If a plant sees me coming, it shrivels up and dies.
Well, if you two will make yourselves at home, I'll pop into the kitchen and check on lunch. Mildred, Sarah Jane, perhaps you'll show the Thackerays our entertainment center.
Entertainment center?
You're looking at it. Some games, cards, CDs, puzzles, books, and videotapes you can sign out.
I see. This is your video collection? On Golden Pond and Driving Miss Daisy? Two movies? That's it?
No. We have three. Someone must have checked out Cocoon.
Probably Iris. Iris Cunningham, you'll meet her. Iris loves Cocoon. She adores Don Ameche. She thinks he's a hottie.
Hottie? Wherever did you get that term?
From Bernice. She says it means sexy. Our friend's granddaughter makes sure Bernice stays with it.
I'll have to remember that. I think Jackie Chan is a hottie.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to freshen up before lunch. Again, welcome to Pleasant Valley.
Yes, welcome. I'll go up with you, Mildred. See you in the dining room at 11:30. It's right through here.
We look forward to it.
speak for yourself.
Shh! You want someone to hear you?
Oh, stuff a sock in it, Jack. There's nobody around.
Yeah, well, you never know when somebody in the next room might have their hearing aid turned up all the way. We've got to be careful, Sadie.
We've done okay so far, haven't we? I've been thinking, after we've cleaned out a pair of suckers here, let's hit somewhere fun and exciting next. Someplace in France, maybe. Saint-Tropez, Cannes, Monaco.
Anyone you meet in ritzy places like those didn't get there by being dumb. We're all gullible. They'd see right through us. We're better off doing just what we're doing, working retirement homes in small towns in America.
Filled with dull, boring old people.
Dull, boring, and trusting. You play up to the wealthiest old gent you can find, and I'll play up to the richest old broad. And with the money we scam them out of here, we should have enough to take a nice long vacation to Saint-Tropez, Cannes, or Monaco. How's that?
That's wonderful, Jack! You promise?
I promise, baby. Nothing's too good for Jack Rooker's wife. Come on, Sadie. We might as well finish checking the layout of the joint.
If you say so, but all these places are pretty much the same. We've seen enough of them to know.
Donna Meachie is a hottie. Jeez!
They were here a few minutes ago.
Who were?
Mildred and Sarah Jane. The objects of Howard's unwanted attention. I suppose they've gone to wash up before lunch.
Is it time for lunch? Good, I'm hungry.
I'm not surprised. You've been digging in the garden all morning. You sit here at the table and rest. I'll see what Polly is preparing.
Oh, hello, Douglas.
Hello, Iris. We're going to have lunch soon.
I know. I was on my way to the dining room.
How are you today?
All right, I guess. Well, I'm not sure. I do have a little problem.
What kind of problem?
I accidentally took 2 diuretic pills this morning. As I was swallowing the second one, I remembered that I had already taken 1 Lasix about an hour before. It's so hard to keep all my medicines straight.
I know what you mean. Bernice gives me mine.
I suppose taking a double dose won't hurt me. There's no use worrying about it. At this point, it's just water over the dam. Excuse me.
I found Howard in the kitchen. You sit. Douglas, I want you to have that discussion with Howard now. The one we just talked about, remember?
Yes, Bernice.
Then come over here, dear, and tell him.
Oh, my God. Where did you get those horrible lumps on your legs?
Howard, put your glasses on.
I look better without them.
That's debatable, and you see better with them.
Oh, those are knee pads.
Huh? Oh, yes, knee pads. For working in the garden.
For a moment, I thought you had developed phlebitis.
I'm going up to our room for a minute. Howard, pay attention. Douglas, tell him.
Okay. Think you get the idea?
I get the idea.
They're sounds a lovable like group.
Yeah, yeah.
We never made it to the hot tub scene.
You want to hear about the hot tub?
you got to come see the play.
You got to come see the play.
And when's it running again?
February the 24th through March the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Friday and Saturdays at 8:30. Sundays, 3 o'clock on March the 12th and the 19th. We're located at 1410 West 43rd. Just off the 610 Loop in Ella Boulevard.
Easy
the number
to
call, 713-682-3525. We've always got somebody answering the phones for you.
Nice.
Okay.
And then there's that after-hours special.
That's right.
2-for-1.
2-for-1.
Okay.
Can't beat that.
Doris, thank you again.
Thank you, Jimmy.
And
we always appreciate it.
We'll see you the next time.
Okay.
Take care.
Until then, stay tuned to TheaterSuburbia.com. Yeah, the website.
Right. www.TheaterSuburbia.com.
There it is.
Theatra.
Theatra.
The English way.
Right.
Legitimate stage.
Bring Smiley here back with you next time.
I will.
Okay.
I will. Only if you promise.
Did it let you see the hot tub scene?
Got me with the hot tub scene.
Okay.
Well, can
I?
The hot tub.
No, that's it.
It's time to call some extra reservation. Can you say her number right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bring Robbie for free.
See?
Yeah.
They got a hookup.
Assuming, of course, he was listening while y'all were talking about it.
Well, is there anything else?
That's it.
Well, see y'all next month.
That's a wrap. You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
U.S. Tour of Duty's Real Intelligence Project, KPFT, and Light in the Darkness publications present an emergency public discussion about Iraq, Iran, and America's constitutional crisis with former U.N. Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter. This will be on Sunday, February 26th from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Resurrection Metropolitan Community Church on 2025 West 11th Street in Houston. Scott Ritter was the U.N.'s top weapons inspector in Iraq between 1991 and 1998. For more information, call 713-655-0050 or visit www.ustourofduty.org. This is KPFT Houston.
This is a song about the wrong kind of man, and I love singing it. It makes me feel good, 'cause I get to be a black woman for one number. And as we all know, gay men and black women are one in the same. Well, you beat my dog, you eat my frog, you drink up all my gin. You bathe the moon, you sleep till noon, and you never tell me where you've been. I buy you clothes, I fix your nose, I steal you ruby rings. You break the rules, you pee in pools, you do outrageous things. Oh, baby, I lie, I cheat, I steal, I cry for you. Baby, oh, baby, I lay down my life and die for you, baby. Well, you take my car, you drive so far, come back with the tank on E. Your hair all messed, you half dressed, you just look at me. You're out all night, you come home tight, you fall down on my bed. And there you lay for all the next day, for all I know you're dead. Oh, baby, I lie, I cheat, I steal, I cry for you. Down my life and die for you, baby. Well, listen, friends, it's got to end. We got to have ourselves a talk. Things got to change, got to rearrange. Is somebody gonna take a walk? Now, I ain't one to put down fun, but this time you've gone too far. 'Cause you smoke my hash, you steal my cash. Who the hell do you think you are? 'Cause you beat my dog, you eat my frog, you drink up all my gin. You bathe the moon, you sleep till noon, and you never tell me where you've been. Now, I don't know why I even try to change the status quo. 'Cause you break the rules, you pee in pools. That's just nasty. But still I love you so, pretty baby. Still I love you so, pretty baby. Still I love you.
Thank you.
This is
I was just commenting that this is the ultimate drag queen song. I have seen several drag queens do it.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
That's...
Yes. And this is from the movie Camp.
Camp.
Can you tell us the background of it? Because this song has special meaning
this
to
is
you.
One of, this is one of the songs that, you know, it kind of hits... I mean, with everyone, there's songs that kind of trigger things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... My father was always Cats in the Cradle.
Okay. Yes.
He you know,
a lot of straight guys are into that song.
But this one here, the movie Camp, it's about a teenage drama camp.
Mm-hmm.
That summer camp. The character that sings this song, her father wanted to send her to fat camp.
Okay.
And he talked her into... She talked him into letting her go to drama camp.
Mm-hmm.
On the condition that she had her jaws wired shut.
Wow.
So, so she went to camp, and the whole movie, she's talking with her jaws wired shut.
Yeah.
So basically, really, the only thing she could eat during the whole summer was
right.
milkshakes.
Right.
Kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
So... They get to the end of the summer, and they put on a big production.
Mm-hmm.
So her parents come, and the first thing her father says to her is, "My God, you gained weight. How could you do that with your jaws wired shut?" And the mother chastises him a little bit for that after she goes off sulking. Well, this number was supposed to be performed by the diva of the camp,
mm-hmm.
but she got into a fight with the understudy. So all that was left was girl number three.
Oh.
So they brought out a pair of wire cutters and removed the wires, and she came out on stage to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently her father hadn't heard her sing before. So she comes out and she sings this song, "Here Where I Am."
This is "Here's Where I Am."
Here's Where I Am, "Here's Where I Stand," you know. you know, hold me or, you know, love me or just let me be.
Mm-hmm.
And while it's on scene, she's singing it the way they've got it framed. She's singing it right at her father, basically telling him,
this is me.
This is me. Love it or leave it.
Yeah.
And it's not as much a story of family. It's, you know, to me, it's, I don't take it that, you know, as soon as I said, you know, it was the father thing, we're like, oh, we've heard about your father.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on that level. It's, you know, kind of a journey that I've been on the past several years. Is that, you know, this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like it, piss off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
You're a big guy.
And, you know, I mean, I told you a couple weeks ago, I had an ad on one website. Some guy sent me a nasty email, you know,
right,
telling me off, saying, oh, God, take your ad off there. You're going to make me puke and blah, 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 blah. I reported him.
Good for you.
Because I don't put up with that stuff.
Right.
You know, I had a disappointing time. I went to a thing over at Midtown yesterday. I was getting the cold shoulder left and right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't have probably couldn't have gotten in one of the hustlers there if I waved a $20 bill at him.
God.
You know, yeah, I was a little disappointed. Struck out there, struck out another place. You know, I kind of rebounded quickly tonight. I mean, fairly good spirits. And that was the sort of thing, you know. When I started doing this show, when I did the 20-something show with Jason,
mm-hmm.
you know, my catchphrase was, you know, as long as I got money in the bank, I got a sex life.
Yeah, I remember that.
And,
I remember that.
You know, 4 years ago, that changed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? So I got to a point where, you know, I'm accepting who I am, and it's like, you can either accept me or, you know, piss off.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
And for me, it's just the opposite. I am 58 years old, and because of lipo, I'm skinny.
Lipo?
Lipoatrophy.
Oh.
It's,
I'm sorry, you're talking to a fat person. When you say lipo, we think liposuction.
Oh, okay, no.
I mean, what the hell?
That's loss of body fat.
Common to people with HIV.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we find the doctor. I've offered you, you know.
Yeah,
we take an ass cheek off of me. We take it, turn it on its side. We draw in the crack.
There you go.
Maybe that'll be the next project. I'll get the big men's group together with the PWA coalition, and we'll do fat transplants.
We are co-executive producers, and I've often said, here's Laurel and Hardy, you know?
I like to put it as, you know, together, we're a perfect 10.
Yeah, Chris is walking around with half an ass, and Jimmy with one that's just way too big for him. He'd be like, you're all booty,
yeah,
baby.
I'd like to have some booty. Yeah, that would be nice.
But, you know, like I said, this song just kind of, it's one of those things that...
It speaks to you on level that's just, you know...
It's that gospel. I mean, there's... I've got, like, about three songs...
It's spiritual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's about three songs that, you know, in a twisted way, you know, it just kind of walked in my head that, you know, if I was to get hit by a United cab tomorrow...
Hello, Roy.
You know, and I just want to think, what songs would you want played?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And
I do that every now and then. Make up my memorial song.
Yes.
Tape.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And I mean, that would be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Pride from the Queer as Folk soundtrack.
Proud.
USA. Proud.
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 Yeah.
By Heather Small.
Mm-hmm.
The
Season of Love from Rent.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And if I had to, and if I had to go for a religious theme one,
mm-hmm.
Eagle's Wings. I'll raise you up on Eagle's Wings.
I like his Eyes on the Sparrow.
Yeah,
especially that version by Mark Ellen.
So. Well, I mean, that's if I was actually going to have a religious mm-hmm. theme song in there.
Yeah,
but you know that. I mean, those are the kind of songs that kind of. I mean, Seasons of Love. I use that as my dirge music. Whenever we do the do memorial stuff, and I've right. got the CD.
Yeah. And believe it or not, for me, my big song would be Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Oh, you queen.
I know, yeah. I know.
That's a Chaser theme song.
It's... No, it speaks about it speaks about love, and it speaks about loyalty.
Wait,
and those are two things that are very important to me.
Yeah, it's for me. If there was when I was a kid, and as disco as this song may be,
yeah,
on some level, I Will Survive has always meant something to me on a level of, and of no matter what I go through, I will survive. I will get through it. One of the other things that comes to mind is the song Beautiful, the Christina Aguilera, I guess, and the video, because for those who can't see us, you know, when you look like some of the people in this room, and we are people who large swaths of our society would ignore us as members of this community.
That's right.
You know, people don't look at me and see the normal, perfect, pretty queer. You know, they see, they either see all of the stuff that I wear, or they see a cripple.
And then we have Alex, who's perfect.
And then, and it's like, yeah,
hardly.
You know, to see a video, the video for Beautiful, which every scene has people who are disenfranchised, who are treated as if they are less than.
Sure.
You know? We know what that's like.
Yes, we do.
You know? And no, I'm not boo-hooing my life or any of that selfish, silly, you know, self-serving sort of stuff.
No,
I'm
just saying it is
how it is. We are, I think, I think music, even if it's music that other people might think is just silly pop nonsense and yada, 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 things like that mean something to me, you know? And they speak to me on a level of how far I have come. And I matter to me more than they matter to
me.
The people who want to insult, who want to make fun, who want to be, who think they're holier than thou and perfect.
I think on many levels it takes a little bit of age before you can get to that point where you look in the mirror and no matter what the societal faults are, you're happy with you as you are.
The third song for me is Strong Enough by Cher.
Oh.
Because when I was going through the breakup, you know, it was like, that song came along at a point where it was like, you know, I was deep in my thing about the breakup. And then I started to get a grip on my life and figure out who I was without the relationship, without the person who was making my life miserable and hurting me and all of this. And that the one thing that was clear was that I was strong enough to know that he had to go. And I was strong enough to make it without him. And, you know, and those are things that, you know, there are just such.
What you realize that you were a whole person without him.
Yeah, and I mean,
yes.
And for me, music has always done that for me, is to speak to me on that level of, you know, even the simplest and poppy of songs will say something to me that just. You know, just. How do I put it? It just. Reminds you of who you are. remind you of, you know, in spite of what other people might say about you, you know?
Absolutely, I do know.
It's, anyhow, so.
Alex, do you have any songs that really are important to you? He's thinking
about it.
I thought I smelled smoke.
Ooh. Oh, you mean.
Yeah, before these pictures we took in the show here, kills you. We need to find out what we need to play at the service as background music for your photos.
You know what song I always, Jackson Brown's For a Dancer.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's a song he tells a story about that he'd written it for a friend who had died,
mm-hmm.
and that they used to always go disco dancing, and it led me to believe that it actually was written for a gay man.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wondered about Jackson Brown's everyday life in terms of how ambiguous he actually is. But anyway, it's a gorgeous song in general about just...
He lost his wife early.
Yeah.
Early. And it took him a long, long time to get over that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of... I was just. It occurs to me that there was a singer who did who was literally one of those one hit wonders.
Mm-hmm.
He had like two hits.
Who?
Joshua Cadison. Joshua Cadison did a song called "Beautiful in My Eyes."
Okay.
You will always be beautiful in my eyes, and the passing years will show that you will always grow ever more beautiful in my eyes. There's a line in that song. Now, this song basically came out when me and it were still together.
Okay.
Now, if...
That's one of the nicer things he calls
his
ex.
One of the nicer things. Some of the things I call my ex, I can't say on the air.
Oh,
the FCC would get very upset with me.
Yes, they would.
But anyhow, putting that aside, my point was that there's, before it all went all the, I had the idea, I had this idea of us spending, because of both of our statuses, our HIV statuses, and because his was more advanced at the time, I always assumed that, someday one line of that song would become really kind of, true to our lives. And one of them, and it was that the page will turn and the seasons will change, and all the lessons we have learned will be beautiful and strange. We can talk about it, how time really flies. We won't say goodbye because true love never dies.
Mm.
You'll always be beautiful in my eyes.
So
and I think something that strikes me is that people, that when you're in a situation like that and you're living with somebody who might die and who is going through something terminal,
mm-hmm.
or, is that very often the other person still sees that person, no matter how much of them is wasted away. They still see the person they love.
Yeah.
They still see the person they cared about. They still see the person as they once were. Even though they know, they know logically that this is not physically that same person.
Well, I think that happens with long-term relationships, too, when, because I know that a lot of times widows will say that they grow old after their partner dies because they could look in their eyes and see them as they were when they were young,
absolutely.
See themselves as they are
absolutely.
Eternally, and then once that's gone, they don't have that reflection, and so they think of themselves as older.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the blinders that love puts on you.
Oh, yeah. The beautiful blinders.
Did you come up with that?
Yeah, I did. A couple of songs. I don't know. I mean, anybody here heard any songs by the band Incubus? Anybody?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Well, there's a song, it's called Warning. And basically in this song, I mean, the one line, I mean, the whole song is just literally...
Coming back
it's
to
a story.
Haunt us?
Huh?
Are you coming back to haunt us?
No, no, no. Warning is basically, it's a song, and one of the lines is like, she woke in the morning, and, she could basically, it's like she woke in the morning, called out a warning, don't ever let life pass you by.
Cool.
And, I mean, I always thought that it was, I mean, it was a good
that's
song
the message
for me.
You want to leave behind.
It's the message. Yes, exactly.
You don't want to have any regrets when you get old.
You want to live while you're alive. You don't want to regret what you didn't get to do.
Yep.
Right.
And I mean, for some people, it's easier said than done. Because you've got all this stuff that you want to do, but you're just afraid to do it.
Yep.
And that's what that song. I mean, that's the implication of that song.
I had to tell somebody this week that the saying goes that you don't regret the things you did. You usually end up regretting the things you never got to do.
That's right.
Didn't
so what's the
right.
other,
bother
what's the
to
other
take the time.
The other song, and you're probably going to hate me, Chris. The Celine Dion song of all things.
Oh. Which one?
I was just going
My Heart Will Go On.
Which one?
Oh, hell
which
no.
What? Which
one? One Heart.
One Heart.
I don't know it.
I'm gonna have to sing this one. I'm not gonna sing it. The lyrics go something to the effect that if you have one heart, you are following.
Mm-hmm.
And one heart that keeps you trying. I mean, for that love will eventually find you, or you will find love. And I mean, whether it's in a current relationship that's not working out, or it's a relationship that you haven't gotten into yet with that person, mm-hmm. that special person, it's that you're looking for this one love, and you'll eventually find it.
You can have a room full of people or a group of people who have one heart too.
Mm.
That sometimes ceremony is about that, about coming together and having one heart.
Mm-hmm.
No, the Celine Dion was, I was just going for the Canadian joke.
Oh, sure.
The
Titanic song is great. It just got overplayed. I mean, it actually is an amazing song.
That and the fact, part of that song, Grover from Sesame Street was just saying for years, near, far, near.
she does have a lot in common these days with what used to be one of my favorite breakfast foods, Canadian ham.
You mean John Candy? No.
We call it Canadian bacon, but she's just ham.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I touch. That's for that one person you'll never get to have sex with.
Talk about songs that mean stuff. My parents had the song Stardust, right?
Oh, God, yes. Type of,
well, after my father died, my mother was sorting through tapes, and my dad evidently had been testing out a mic on a tape recorder, and he sings the opening first few minutes of Stardust, and like here he is dead 3 years, and
wow.
She finds it, and she played it for all of us, and it's really a beautiful little thing to have.
That is nice. It's very nice. Sort of like having pictures of yourself.
Yeah. Huh? That's right. Yeah.
Well, one thing with Celine, she just did a benefit concert with another diva, Elton John.
Ah.
Yes.
Goodness.
They raised a whole lot of money for casino workers displaced by Katrina.
Really?
Yeah.
Did
they have to fight over who's going to be... Who's on stage and
who was wearing the
They were both on stage
glasses.
At the same time.
Oh my God.
He played piano for her.
I see.
Oh, okay.
So who got the brightest spotlight?
I don't know, they were all wearing white.
They're all like 1,000 watt or something.
Well, she's Canadian. I don't know if they're allowed to have sun there.
Ouch.
She's lighter, so yeah.
And he's British, out. I mean. That's the land of the pasty white people.
It certainly is.
Yeah, well, she's Canadian.
It's kind of a toss-up, really.
Yeah.
I like that.
All that blinding snow, it's just...
All that...
She's used to bright
blinding
lights.
Rhinestones. Oh, please. Between the two of them.
All right. Liberace's closet threw up on them.
It wasn't me.
Well, now we know what happened to half of Liberace's closet.
It wasn't me. Don't look at me. I didn't do it.
But I mean,
this is casual.
The whole, I guess the whole point we're trying to make here is that song, you know, song is throughout history has been a very powerful thing.
Yes, because it evokes memories, it evokes feelings.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, each one of these things meant something to us at the time we heard them, you know, and got us through something. One of the most, here's a strange sort of one for me is I didn't know any songs about at the time I couldn't think of one about a relationship between two brothers. And when my brother Pete was in a coma, the only song I could think of to describe what I was feeling at the time was the song, Sitting with Mama Alone in Her Bedroom. She opened her eyes. It's a country song. And then squeezed my hand. She says, I have to go now. My time here is over.
Ooh.
And with her final word, she tried to help me understand. Mama whispered softly, time will ease your pain. Life's about change and nothing ever stays the same. He said, how can I help you to say goodbye? It's okay to hurt and it's okay to cry. Come, let me hold you, and I will try. How can I help you to say goodbye? And there was this opportunity when they had finally decided to pull the plug. For each of us who were there, who decided to show up, to sit with him alone. And I sat there, and I sang that part of that song. And I said goodbye to him. And a little while later, they pulled the plug, and like a day later, he was gone.
He was gone.
And so it's just, and it was that, you know, in hindsight, I think in many ways, knowing what he did for me in my life, that he, in some way, helped me get to now.
Yeah.
You know, and he's been gone as long as I've been, I guess, 11 years now.
Oh.
Yeah. And he lived here in Houston, so. Anyhow, I mean, it's just that thought, you know, that...
Absolutely.
It's...
Whenever I hear Strangers in the Night... You know, I know that I immediately think of my first lover because that song came out when we met.
Sure, yeah.
And we thought of it as our song because we kind of met that way.
Yeah. You're looking at me like I'm going to make a dirty comment about that.
No, I know it sounds hokey, but
no. Sure, it wasn't Strangers in the Nile.
Wasn't the hokey.
Well, I mean, everyone has those different. I always, you know, all the jokes I make about the song "In the God of Davida."
Oh, I know.
The reason for it is when my father would get really, you know, upset or depressed or something. He liked to play that song.
Oh, wow.
For those of you who don't know In a God of Davida,
it's the classic.
22 minutes long.
The whole
version. Yeah,
he played the long version on vinyl.
Great sound quality. Yeah.
Usually 3 to 4 times in a row.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Usually.
That's a great way to fill up an hour and a half.
Usually no earlier than 2 a.m. And usually about 3/4 volume on the stereo.
I see.
Wasn't he get back at mom?
So, That's part of the reason why, for years, I didn't like the dance music. Because with the Inagata De Vida, you could feel the pulse of the boom, boom, boom,
yes.
boom,
boom.
And, you know,
yeah.
That's why the techno music always turned me off. Because it was 3 hours long, and it had that boom, boom, boom.
I actually have a Gaga De Vida song story, too.
Hmm?
Only I was, like, 19 or something, and my cousin, I was in the Navy in San Diego, and my cousin was a Marine guard at the Miramar Naval Base, and the guards always had the best pot because they got it straight from Vietnam. And one day there's this little mountain, a sort of a small mountain near San Diego, and he and I, he had this little MG, and so we drove up the mountain, and Inagaga De Vida came on the radio just as we started up, and we're smoking these joints going up the mountain, and we get to the top of the mountain right when the song finishes. We get out of the car, so and he turns to me and says, "Boy, we really are high," meaning the mountain. And we both sort of got the double entendre and died laughing, but somehow that's my Inagaga De Vida memory. And I think it's pretty fitting. It's sort of Cheech and Chong-ish around the edges.
The funny thing is my dad loves that song so much, but he has trouble pronouncing it. He keeps saying Inagaga De Vida.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, you know, we're not going to give you back your album until you pronounce it correctly.
Yeah. It's supposed to be In the Garden of Eden.
Huh? Well, it's... What it was is one guy was drunk one night and was trying to say In the Garden of Eden, and it came out Inagaga De Vida. And so they made a song.
And the rest is rock and roll history.
Which ended in a white van in the bottom of a lake somewhere.
Yeah,
it's definitely
hey.
One of the ultimate hippie songs.
You know.
This has been After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude.
And I'm definitely a mixed bag tonight.
Yeah. A little music, a little entrante, you know.
What?
Peaceful. A little emotional heart stuff.
Yeah.
We had joy, we had fun. We tried having Alex, but...
Lund is the...
We had joy, we had fun, we had
Alex
season.
In his bun.
Lund is the rose of mysterious union. Peaceful frog, the door sign.
So,
anyhow.
All right, we will be back next week. Unless they come knocking at the door.
And remember, breeders, it takes many nails to build a crib, but only one screw to fill it.
Well...
And oh, God, someone get him away from the fortune
really,
cookies. To all of our guests here for the rodeo, yeehaw! Bring your tight-fitting jeans over this way.
And remember, the cowboys are secretly fond of each other.
David, we'll take a picture of you, too.
And so take that leap.
Bring a rope. We'll tie it, Alex.
See you next time.
And happy Louie next week. We're out of here.
Louie.
Next week, kids.
All right, fun and games.
Your call made a difference. Our last membership drive was a real team effort. Lots of station employees and volunteers worked overtime during the drive.
But the most important members of the team were the listeners who called to join or to renew their memberships. Thank you for your call during our drive. Your contribution will keep on making a difference as we use it to pay for the programming you're enjoying each day.
Don't forget to mail back your pledge if you offered to pay by check. If you missed your chance to pledge, you can still join today. Call 713-526-4000, extension 314. Again, that's 713-526-4000, extension 314.
Thanks for your call of support during our 2006 Winter Pledge Drive. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston.
If you think HIV/AIDS is no longer a problem, think again. In Houston, every 8 hours, someone becomes infected with HIV. 1 in 90 Houstonians is HIV positive. There's still no cure, but you can protect yourself and others by getting tested and learning more about this deadly disease. You can help. Join AIDS Foundation Houston in the fight against HIV/AIDS on Sunday, March 12th for the 17th annual AIDS Walk Houston. With your participation, we can give thousands of men, women, and children a reason for hope. For more information about AIDS Walk Houston, call 713-403-WALK or log on to www.AIDSWalkHouston.org. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.